This week marks the one-year anniversary of the Iraq War. President Bush plans to meet with the Dutch and Irish prime ministers, two heads of state who supported his administration's war with Iraq. He'll also visit Fort Campbell, Kentucky, for a speech and lunch with the troops. Later in the week, the president will deliver an address from the East Room of the White House. Mr. Bush's speech is expected to focus on gains made in Iraq, Afghanistan, and the war on terrorism, but NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says 1 year later, there are some signs of trouble in Iraq's reconstruction.
It begins to look as though the new Iraq is being born in a welter of scandal and a sea of corruption. We knew that Saddam Hussein's regime was deeply corrupt, and so it came as no great surprise to learn from his own captured records that he had exploited the United Nations Oil for Food program to siphon off millions in oil allocations for companies and individuals he favored. But in a liberated Iraq, the taint of scandal continues. From the New York Times, we learn that an organization headed by Ahmad Chalabi, who fed the Pentagon a lot of dubious information about weapons of mass destruction, is still getting $340,000 a month for intelligence that some officials consider useless, misleading, or even fabricated. From the Wall Street Journal, we learn that the Pentagon is bringing the Justice Department into a widening investigation of the Halliburton Company, alleged to have overcharged for fuel from Kuwait and food services for American troops. From the Washington Post, we learn that a contract for more than $300 million to outfit the new Iraqi army was canceled because of irregularities in the bidding process. The head of the company that originally got the contract was, who else, a friend of Ahmad Chalabi. And now the Iraqi currency scandal. You will perhaps remember that after the statue of Saddam Hussein was toppled, the occupation authorities decided it would be a good idea to recall the dinars bearing the dictator's picture and issue new currency with images from Iraq's history. Then something funny happened. The banknotes were exchanged over a three-month period, and then a finance ministry audit showed that $22 million more in dinars had been given out than had been taken in. Now a lot of women bank tellers have been locked up in an investigation of who pocketed the missing currency. Some of the accused women say the new regime is just like the old one: steal the money and blame the employees. This is Daniel Shore.